The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you about the events and happenings for the upcoming weeks and months as reported from various sources. And another victim of the current pandemic, Raleigh Parks has announced that the popular Holiday Express event at Pullen Park won't happen in 2020. Raleigh Parks has made the difficult decision to cancel Holiday Express for 2020. The announcement says, "Our top priorities are the health and safety of our community. While we are very disappointed, we feel that this is in the best interests of our visitors and staff." The Holiday Express draws thousands to Pullen Park in December for meet and greets with Santa, train and carousel rides, arts, crafts, holiday lights, and other activities. It's become an annual tradition for scores of families across the region. It's the latest signal that our holiday season, starting with Halloween, is going to look a lot different around here because of the pandemic. As for trick-or-treat, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is cautioning against it. IBMA World of Bluegrass 2020 is a virtual bluegrass music homecoming and convention. The bluegrass event encompasses four events: the IBMA Business Conference, IBMA Bluegrass Ramble, which is an innovative series of band showcases, the 31st Annual IBMA Bluegrass Music Awards, and the music festival known as IBMA Bluegrass Live. Those are the four events part of the virtual bluegrass convention this year. The Bluegrass Live event is set for October 2nd and 3rd and will feature the Traveling McCourys with special guest Del McCoury, Steep Canyon Rangers, Jerry Douglas and Odessa Settles, and Sierra Hall and Molly Tuttle. The festival will also feature sets from a long list of bluegrass entertainers, a list that is definitely too long to run down here. A complete schedule of performance times for the two-day music festival will be announced via social media and will be posted online at worldofbluegrass.org. Festival performances, as well as the virtual exhibit hall and other special features, can be accessed for free via SwapCard, the official platform for IBMA World of Bluegrass virtual event. To access the content at SwapCard, viewers should first register for a free IBMA World of Bluegrass music pass at worldofbluegrass.org. Beloved Raleigh landmarks, including Raleigh Union Station, Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts, the Raleigh Convention Center, and the rooftop of the Dillon, will be prominently featured during some performances by North Carolina bands that can be viewed virtually. Well, Elton John's Farewell Yellow Brick Road Tour is back on, but concerts won't be starting anytime soon. The tour was scheduled for a stop at the Greensboro Coliseum this past May, but it was postponed and is now scheduled for April 19th, 2022. Just about every concert event has been canceled or postponed due to coronavirus concerns. The Farewell Yellow Brick Road concert dates return with European stops in September 2021 and North American dates resuming in January 2022. Tickets purchased for the original date in Greensboro will be honored for the 2022 show. Elton John last played Raleigh at PNC Arena in March 2019. Again, the Elton John Farewell Yellow Brick Road Tour will make a stop now scheduled for Greensboro April 19th, 2022. All right, facilities not offering entertainment dates or they've been moved online for the rest of 2020. They include Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek, Red Hat Amphitheater in downtown Raleigh, Cocobooth Amphitheater in Cary, with the exception of the North Carolina Chinese Lantern Festival, currently scheduled for November 13th, but that date is not guaranteed. PNC Arena has postponed Festival of Laughs. That was scheduled for October 2nd. It's been moved to next year. Arts Access currently has no audio-described performances scheduled through the rest of 2020. No events are scheduled the rest of the year at the Spectrum Center in Charlotte or the Greensboro Coliseum. Bank of America Stadium in Charlotte has the Garth Brooks concert postponed. It will not take place in October. It has been moved to April of 2021. As for other events around North Carolina, definitive information has been difficult to find regarding many of the festivals that were scheduled to be held. Check with event organizers. All right, Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts in downtown Raleigh. The phone number, 919-996-8700. Duke Energy Center has scheduled several streaming events over the next few months. Streaming will be from Maymandy Concert Hall at 8 o'clock for each of the dates. Details about upcoming events are available by calling Duke Energy Center. Again, that number, 919-996-8700. And here we go with the start of the listing, and it is a streaming event. Saturday, October 10th, Natasha Peremski plays Schubert. That's a North Carolina Symphony streaming event. Saturday, October 24th, Branford Marsalis plays Gershwin, a North Carolina Symphony streaming event. You'll be transported back to the Roaring Twenties with George Gershwin's An American in Paris and Porgy and Bess, Irving Berlin's Alexander Ragtime Band, and so much more. Wednesday, October 28th, the North Carolina Museum of History Foundation's 2020 Distinguished Lecture Series, still on schedule, with Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist George Will. That's the Fletcher Opera Theater at 7. Saturday, November 7th, James Enns plays Beethoven. Once again, a North Carolina Symphony streaming event. Wednesday, November 11th, Teresa Caputo Live, The Experience. That's at Memorial Auditorium. Friday, November 13th, Gilberto Santa Rosa at Memorial Auditorium. He's a Puerto Rican band leader and singer of salsa and bolero. Saturday, November 21st, Bernstein and Barber with Caroline Shaw, a North Carolina streaming event. As is Saturday, December 5th, Zool Bailey plays Rachmaninoff. Saturday, December 12th, the Kruger Brothers. This is once again a streaming event with the North Carolina Symphony. Returning to perform with the symphony, the Kruger Brothers will infuse classical sounds into folk music to create a unique experience. Wednesday, December 23rd, another streaming event from the North Carolina Symphony, Holiday Pops. Classic carols combined with festive holiday music we know and love, featuring brass and organ as we celebrate the holiday season in 2020. Saturday, January 16th, of course, next year, this is Musician's Choice from the North Carolina Symphony, and it is a streaming event. Musicians pick favorites to spotlight their virtuosity with works including Mozart's Oboe Quartet. Saturday, January 23rd, currently scheduled for Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus Live, and that is at Fletcher Opera Theater. Friday, January 29th, Jelly's Coco and Kyra Baugh featuring Tony Williamson, and this is a Pinecone event at Fletcher Opera Theater. Saturday, January 30th, Vivaldi's Four Seasons, a Carolina Ballet streaming event from Mamandi Concert Hall. Thursday through Sunday, February 4th through the 7th, Tchaikovsky Piano Concerto. This is Carolina Ballet. The ballet opens the season with the pure elegance of dance in the return of artistic director Zalman Raphael's Tchaikovsky Piano Concerto. This is at Memorial Auditorium. Another streaming event coming up Saturday, February 13th, Valentine's Romance and Tango from the North Carolina Symphony. Another symphony streaming event, Saturday, February 27th. This is Famous Overtures. Then Thursday through Sunday, March 18th through the 21st, Vivaldi's Four Seasons from Carolina Ballet. Returning to the stage is Robert Weiss's revered ballet, Vivaldi's renowned piece of music paired with Weiss's vibrant choreography leaves no doubt as to why this is a triangle favorite. It's at Memorial Auditorium. Then Friday and Sunday, April 9th and 11th, La Boheme from the North Carolina Opera, An Irresistible Tale of Young Love in Paris, A Chance Encounter brings the poet Rodolfo and seamstress Mimi together, and they instantly fall in love. It's like magic. But will their love survive when real life intervenes? Italian soprano Lucia Censobroni debuts as Mimi. This is a Memorial Auditorium event. Then Thursday through Sunday, currently scheduled April 22nd through the 25th, from Carolina Ballet, it's Cinderella. Okay, moving to Durham and the Carolina Theater on West Morgan Street. The phone number for updated information, 919-560-3030. All programs start at 8 unless noted. Saturday, November 7th, it's Violet Bell. This is a free virtual event at 11. Violet Bell's original Americana is woven from threads of folk, soul, bluegrass, rock, and classical music. On stage and in the studio, the energy between Lizzie Ross and Omar Ruiz Lopez is fiery, intimate, and intuitive. In this program, Violet Bell, based out of Durham, will explore how people from different backgrounds can use their differences to create strength, how music can be a vehicle for cultural diversity, and how ancient myths still apply to our modern lives. Next up, Tuesday, November 10th, Hoops Africa, Ubuntu Matters. It's a collection of stories that celebrates the past, present, and future of basketball in Africa, spotlighting the sport's impact on society and its development on the continent. From the dreams of a young Zimbabwe player to honoring the NBA legends who paved the way before them, this film journeys through the growth of the game in Africa. This is a virtual event at 10 o'clock. Friday, November 20th, it's Kenny Wayne Shepherd Band at Carolina Theater. This is the Traveler Tour. Thursday, December 3rd, Chris Botti. And he, by the way, because of his album Impressions, won the Grammy for Best Pop Instrumental. Saturday, December 5th, Al Strong and Trio. This is a free virtual event at 11. Strong and his dynamic ensemble demonstrate the fundamental components at work when a band protects the melody of a song with groove. This highly interactive performance provides an in-depth look at what makes a group of musicians sound like one voice, able to bend and shape the sound of music through subtle spontaneity. Then moving into next year, Saturday, January 2nd, it's the North Carolina Youth Tap Ensemble. It's Sound in Motion. The performance starts at 7. Saturday, January 16th, Casey Neese, Muggle Magic, free virtual event at 11. Join Professor Casey Neese on loan from the Ministry of Non-Magical Studies as he takes your students on a fun-filled program full of science and magic. Learn how non-magical folk emulate magic with the power of science, including levitation, color-changing potions, potential and kinetic energy, singing rods, and more. This entertaining program will inspire creative thinking and, in the process, show just how magical science can be. And that is a free virtual event at 11 a.m. on Saturday, January 16th. Sunday, January 24th, is Jax Films Presents Yesterday I Ask You Live, Live. Tuesday, January 26th, The Movement, an a cappella musical virtual performance at 10, an original work composed by Kathy D. Harrison that tells the story of the children and teens in Alabama who stood against racial injustice in 1963 and changed American history. Through harmonious singing, rhythmic step dance, and narrative scenes, the civil rights story illuminates the courage of young Americans. Saturday, January 30th, scheduled at Carolina Theater, Heather McMahon, the farewell tour. Monday, February 1st, the program is February 1. It's a virtual performance at 10. On this remarkable day, February 1st, in the year 1960, four college freshmen changed American history. This film depicts Ezell Blair, David Richmond, Franklin McCain, and Joseph McNeil, the Greensboro Four, as they began a sit-in at a Woolworth's lunch counter in North Carolina. And then Wednesday, February 3rd, an evening with Amy Grant. Saturday, February 6th, Donna Washington. This is a free virtual event at 11. A highly animated performer, Donna Washington has a long history of entertaining, educating, and inspiring audiences with her vocal pyrotechnics, elastic face, and deep characterizations that bring folklore, literary tales, and personal narratives to life. Wednesday, February 10th, Paper Hand Puppet Intervention, another virtual performance, this one at 10 a.m. For over 20 years, Donovan Zimmerman and Jan Berger have used paper mache, cardboard, bamboo, old house paints, cloth, and other junk to create incredible giant puppets, masks, shadow plays, and spectacular performances for all ages. And then Wednesday, February 24th at Carolina Theater, exploring hip-hop and music history with Jonathan Blanchard. This is a virtual performance at 10 a.m. This interactive program, including Jonathan Blanchard and his band, chronicles the evolution of American music from work songs to hip-hop, exploring all the elements that make up the essence of American music. And then we've got an event from DPAC, big live stage performances, of course, aren't possible right now. But DPAC has lined up another show for all ages that can be watched from the comfort of home. From 3 to 4 on October 4th, DPAC will host a live virtual and interactive experience called Magic for Humans at Home with Justin Willman. The performance will take place via Zoom. Here's a description of the show. Magic for Humans at Home with Justin Willman is an interactive hour of magic, comedy, and unexpected surprises delivered directly into your living room. Justin is a regular on The Tonight Show, Ellen, and Comedy Central, and is the star of the hit Netflix series Magic for Humans. Now he invites you and your family to join him on Zoom for this unique and intimate all-ages experiment. Tickets are $25 each and allow you to watch the show on a single device, so you can watch it with your entire family or on your own. During the show, according to DPAC, Willman will be able to see, hear, and interact with the audience in real time. Tickets are available via DPAC's Eventbrite event page, and tickets are limited. The rest of the schedule for Durham Performing Arts Center starts in late January, January 26th through the 31st, to be exact, The Band's Visit. The critically acclaimed smash hit Broadway musical is the winner of 10 Tony Awards, including Best Musical. Tuesday through Sunday, February 2nd through the 7th, it's Escape to Margaritaville. Thursday, February 11th, Bert Kreischer, The Bertie Boy Tour. Tuesday through Sunday, February 23rd through the 28th, Pretty Woman, The Musical. Tuesday through Sunday, March 16th through the 21st, it's To Kill a Mockingbird. Friday, April 16th, it's Chris Tucker, the comedian. Tuesday, April 20th through Sunday, April 25th, it's Oklahoma, the reimagined performance. All right, Carolina Performing Arts has a special events-type program that starts at 7:30. This season features The Spark with Tift Merritt, a Grammy-nominated singer-songwriter and UNC alumna who takes us behind the scenes in artist-to-artist video interviews that delve deep into the creative process. The 45-minute live-streamed conversations are designed to peel back the polished performance to reveal the elbow grease, risk, fire, and courage behind a performer's art. On the schedule for Thursday, October 22nd, it's Peja Muzevich. Muzevich has defined his career with creative programming, unusual combinations of new and old music, and lasting collaborations with other artists and ensembles. Then on Thursday, November 19th, Tiff Merritt's guests are Wynton Marsalis and Carlos Enriquez. Marsalis, of course, an internationally acclaimed musician and composer, is the managing and artistic director of jazz at Lincoln Center. And Enriquez is a bassist for Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra and lecturer at Northwestern University School of Music. Duke Performances, the phone number 919-660-3356. Virtual fall season with high-quality commissioned films featuring artists originally slated for in-person performances will premiere on Vimeo for ticket holders. Before the premiere, ticket holders will receive a unique Vimeo link to stream each performance online at the scheduled time. After the conclusion of the premiere, films will be available for viewing for 24 hours. Coming up Saturday, October 3rd, Duke Performances, Aaron Deal. Trained in the classical world, Aaron is celebrated for his elite standard of playing across genres and his joyous approach to interpretation. Dubbed the Real Deal by jazz virtuoso Wynton Marsalis, Dio won the American Pianist Association's Cole Porter Fellowship in 2011 and has since played with the New York Philharmonic, the Los Angeles Philharmonic, and the Cleveland Orchestra. Next up, Saturday, October 10th, Company SBB. Batten Bland's Intercontinental Interdisciplinary Vessel, Company SBB, explores a new work created for camera, a continuation of Batten Bland's dance cinema practice in alignment with the new daily choreographies of quarantine. Throwing these new words at me. Saturday, October 17th, Duke Performances Chamber Arts Series event with David Finkel on cello and Wu Han on piano, with Arnold Sussman on violin and Peter Neubauer on viola. The evening begins with Beethoven's first cello sonata, low in range and quietly contemplative. The program closes with all four instrumentalists playing one of the greatest piano quartets, Brahms' Opus 25, wide in range and outright unconventional. Saturday, October 24th, Ranky Tanky, 2019's Grammy winners for Best Regional Roots Music Album. Ranky Tanky celebrates Gula culture, playing arrangements and rhythms from the Sea Islands off the coast of the southeastern United States. The Charleston-based quintet honors the traditions of descendants of enslaved West Africans who lived in the Lowcountry, championing their enduring influence with each rollicking performance. Again, these are all Duke performances coming up, and it is a virtual fall season with high-quality commissioned films featuring artists originally slated for in-person performances, and this time will premiere on Vimeo for ticket holders. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Triangle Bulletin Board is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, call us, 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.